TV Campfire Podcast.
Have you seen it yet? OMG.
We're here.
I hate to sound like a broken
record. Oh, no! We're fans.
It just goes up from there.
Oh! All right, we got to a whole different level.
No, you didn't.
We talk TV.
She is the most useless one-dimensional character ever.
Premiere of Spartacus.
Vengeance.
Welcome to the show.
This is podcast number 132, and I am Libya, your host, and this week we have a brand new guest.
That would be me, John from Culver City.
I'm Tom from Glendale.
Peter from West Hollywood.
And welcome, John.
Good to be here.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, first up in the news, ABC has ordered scripts only of more scripts of Last Resort and 66 Park Avenue. It's not a full season pickup like I was hoping, at least for Last Resort, but it's a promising sign. Other news, Animal Practice has been canceled.
I'm just upset because I wanted that to go first instead of
second. I know, that was their pick, right? So it's gone now.
Why did they wait?
But in split news, Whitney is taking Animal Practice's place, but now Community is now a mid-season replacement.
Did you hear they did a funny video?
I have seen the video, and it is quite funny. In my heart, it is October 16th. No, 19th?
Yeah, October 19th.
In my heart, it is October 19th all the time.
I love it.
And the other thing I have is the Mindy Project has a full season pickup plus two more episodes, so it's 24 episodes.
It's pretty good. Mm. Scott, did you see Only the Pilot?
Yeah,
it's totally good. It's like Parks.
I was about to say, you were the one who was kind of mixed
good.
On it. So.
I mean, you know how shows are. The pilot, it's
he liked it more than I did.
But it's way better. It's
but not, he had a lot of problems
but
with
like,
it.
But like I'd say like the first season of Parks was like, eh. And then it got so much better.
Well, once
like,
they
this feels like they had new writers.
Plans.
Yes. Yeah. So Mini Project, the last two episodes have been pretty solid.
Okay, I might have to give it another shot.
Because yeah, I thought the pilot was all right.
All right, who else has some news?
Oh, and then so Walking Dead premiered. And it was like biggest, not only the biggest premiere, like for obviously the show, of course, but it was so big it beat like whatever night, I mean Sunday night, the networks. So beat like ABC. It was like
Well, 10 million let's be clear in the breaking down of the ratings. It got 10 million viewers total.
No, it was 10.9. It was almost 11.
Okay, so it got 11 million viewers total, and the ratings for the demo was a 5, which is really big. But the networks got higher number of total viewers. So
still it's insane. For
AMC, that's insane.
Right.
So yes, I'm not taking it away, but I just wanted to be clear.
Yes.
Okay. All right, other news.
So New York Comic Con was this weekend. Big news. Coulson's coming back for the Shield show.
Yeah. Woo! We have no idea how he's coming back.
Right.
What the
it
timeline
could be anything.
Is.
It could be Android duplicate. It could be a flashback.
Live
it could
model
be
decoy.
Live model decoy. They reference it in the movies.
Yeah.
Tony Stark. So.
Who knows?
I'm just glad
is
he's there.
Is the actor coming back?
Yes.
The
actor,
that's
the important
thing. The actor is employed. Like,
yes.
He is not.
And Joss basically said there was never going to be a Shield show without Agent Coulson.
And Coulson's awesome.
Coulson's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
theoretically, they could have just said that the Shield show just takes place before the event. Like,
oh, they're not
the
right.
They could have done that.
I mean, yeah, that's probably how they avoid superhero issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
do
a show
you
before
could do it, but I don't think they're going to.
No,
because you want that November sweeps, February sweeps opportunity to have to like walk past a superhero. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised as they're shooting all the sequels for Wave 2 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe if we actually see like a brief cameo from some of the stars.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to star in it, but
No.
I could totally see them kind of, especially once Joss is directing them and their time is his time, they're going to mysteriously show up on the show.
Yes.
So Joss Green's going to direct?
Second Avengers.
Wow.
He's directing.
No.
No, he's directing the pilot.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yes,
the show.
He's directing the pilot and he's executive producer on the show.
And his brother Jed and Marissa are going to run the show.
Wow. One more. You have news.
Yeah, I have news. Private Practice, for those of you who watched it, is gone after the 13 episodes. That was supposed to be a sniffle, but I can't. I'm sorry. I tried watching it the first couple of shows. It just wasn't that great. And did we talk about that they supersized the orders for Castle, Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family.
So, yeah.
So instead of the normal 22,
they're getting 24, except for Castle.
Castle's doing 23.
Which is a random
weird one. What Supernatural was last season.
Yeah. But they're, super. Yeah. Ooh. Strange. So I think we're done with the news, right?
Yes.
All right, so we are definitely on the timer this week, so let's get on with it. Okay. First up, let's talk about Homeland.
Ooh-wee!
Speak.
This show is never fails to surprise. And it amazes me how they're avoiding all the things we hated about 24, that they would stretch out these plot lines.
Yeah, I would agree.
This one, they've done at the end of episode 2 what we
thought was going to be the end of the season, right?
Or the middle of the season, at least.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's crazy. And speaking of crazy...
nice.
Oh my gosh. Him taking out the dude in the woods?
That was... The thing that was so great about that was... He was honestly trying to help this guy, but of course, in the business they're in, the guy was suspicious that he was just being taken out in the woods and be killed.
Well, because also he overheard a conversation which had nothing to do with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's thinking, oh my God, they're going to kill me. He's going to kill me.
But
right.
That was
which caused him, of course, to be killed.
Right. So, yeah.
I don't know. When you see these like premium cable shows in the woods, something bad happens.
But what was great about it is he's trying to make excuses to his wife, and that's actually why he kills the guy, because the dude won't shut up while he's on the phone with his wife.
Yep.
So he snaps his neck. It's like...
I have a feeling that she's really enjoying this power thing. And you
her becoming vice president and all that stuff. Yeah.
Or the second lady.
Right. She's... Because at first she thought it was going to be too much work and she didn't want to be in the limelight. But now that she sees who she gets to rub elbows with, she really likes it. And she's not going to let him ruin it for her.
And Marina Baccarin has really knocked it out of the park.
She's been really good. Yeah, I agree.
And I think the strength of this third episode was Brody's storyline, definitely. However, the tension was best with Sal when he got on the airplane.
With that was crazy.
Oh, my God. I was so...
I'm like, please have planted that and have the real one somewhere else.
That was amazing. I was so tense. I was like, I can't believe they gave us that information. Because then what I thought they were going to do was just that they weren't going to have any evidence, but he now believed her. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to pull that move. But nope, he has the evidence.
I just
like, want
to see where they're going to go.
Well, we know because at the end, he shows it to her.
He shows it to her, so, and he's going to show it to Estes. Right.
Yeah, so, that's amazing.
So I'm really curious to see what the next episode is going to be. I want to say, though, that while I love the episode. I thought it was really good. For me, the highlight was the Carrie stuff. Not because I thought the show wasn't, I mean, the whole episode was really good, but I was really, I guess I felt more invested in seeing Carrie like try to have like a night where she gets dressed up and she's gonna go out and then she can't leave, then she tries to kill herself and like I mean like I just felt like her character, she's so mentally isolated, you know. So she leaves her dad's house and she's like, I gotta go back to my apartment, and she gets in her apartment, she's got nothing to do. Like, I guess I just felt like that kind of stuff. And Claire Danes, I thought, just knocked it out of the park. Because most of the episode, she's by herself, I think. Mostly just her, you know. No, don't get me wrong. Brody stuff was really exciting, of course. I mean, I think it was a good balance. Like, you have one thing that's more action-oriented, one thing that's just more of an internal character struggle. But I thought it was a really good episode.
And
so,
I'm glad they didn't try to make her, oh, I'm so much better now.
Right.
She's
hanging by a thread.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, because when she took all those, she took a lot of pills. So yeah, when she took all those pills, I was like, Sal going to come over and see?
That's what I was
like,
thinking. And he does come over, but she hides it before.
No, but I thought he was going to be the one that saved her.
But it was her own decision to save her own life.
Yes. So I actually thought that was way more effective.
I am looking forward to when she and Brody meet again.
That looks like this week.
Looks like
it's
the next episode.
Yeah,
it works.
But right. Yeah, it was great. I mean,
all right, thumbs up. Next up, let's talk about Dexter.
Good. Anybody else watch Dexter besides Libby and I?
No Dexter.
I gotta say, man, I did not see last season of Dexter at all because everyone was just like, ugh, not that great. I was like, I am done with the show. But ever since they've introduced that Deb now knows
that
Dexter's a serial killer.
And
then this episode was basically Dexter vetting, I love when he calls it vetting, vetting a new person he's going to kill, and he's basically trying to show Deb the steps, which of course she's appalled by.
Right.
They're at a bar, he's like, oh, the guy's right there. She's like, what am I doing here? You know, like, that was great. And the end, which is that basically they are what they are. You know, Dexter's point is that he really can't just suppress it, but he wants to be honest with her.
Right.
But on the same end, she doesn't necessarily change her mind, because the point in the episode I felt was that there was a character where Dexter's like, look, this guy's a serial killer. He's going to kill this woman unless I step in. And she's like, we can't do that. We need probable cause. And of course, the guy kills the girl.
Right.
And I was like, wait, so does this mean Deb's going to, like, change her mind?
No, but what
and
I...
be like, yes, you should now be Dexter. But she doesn't.
She doesn't.
She understands it, but she still can't necessarily
be
okay
with
it.
What I see the future of this being is his whole thing is what he says is, I get the guys that fall through the cracks.
Right, right.
So what I see happening is she'll maybe get a case and they go after whoever it is as hard as they can and they can't nail the guy. And then she slips him the file.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I feel like that's where this is going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have two basic choices. Either she's going to become his accomplice.
Which she already is.
Or she's going
she
to
She technically
take,
is his accomplice.
Or she's going to take him down.
Right. Yeah. Right
and
right,
she's
right,
already
right.
decided that's
or
not...
Or they could do both.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah, but at this point, she... Because her whole serial killer rehab totally didn't work.
Right, yeah. And I was so happy that they... Because I didn't watch last season, but... There is a nerdy character that was obsessed with Dexter. They totally off that guy. This Russian
but,
mob guy
but
pops
you,
him in the head.
But did you
like,
notice
yes. like,
the
so.
Blood of that guy ended up on Dexter's boat? Because Dexter is so careful about blood evidence, right? He is completely
that's
insane
true.
About blood evidence. And they shoot this guy on his boat, which means that dude's blood is all over his boat. And ironically, he didn't kill the guy.
Yes.
But he had motive to kill the guy.
That's true.
So I actually think that's funny because I feel like that's going to be the thing that catches him.
No, I didn't think of that. I think
yeah.
you're right.
Well,
yeah.
because they focused on it. Like when the blood falls, they shoot the guy in the head, the blood falls and hits the deck, and the camera is on the blood hitting the deck. And I was like, oh. Because he's really, he knows how to clean up blood if he knows it's there, but these mob guys aren't going to care about that. They're just
right,
going
right.
to wipe it to make it look like it's clean.
Right.
So...
Anyway. Wait, by the way, the main mob guy, have we seen him before?
That actor, I'm pretty sure you've seen before.
I almost thought he looks like the guy from Rome. Not the guy who's on Grey's Anatomy, the other guy. There's two main guys in Rome. He almost looks like him, but he doesn't sound like
Titus
him.
Titus Pullo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look like Pullo.
But I don't think it's him.
That's
he kind of looks like
he does
him.
Look like him.
But anyways, but it was thumbs up.
Thumbs up, Dexter. Yeah. Next, let's talk about Once Upon a Time.
Boo.
What?
No, I don't watch the show. I'm kidding. I am
totally digging this season. I mean, they've had a little bit, you know, some false starts and missteps, but overall, thumbs up. And they got the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Which is interesting. You'd think they would have gotten that season one, but it shows even, you know, the media pundits were like, we're not so sure. But
yeah.
I'm just loving that Charming has his cojones. And I like the relationship with him and Henry. I'm not sure if I believe that Regina's really going to try to reform herself. But now that
But they've got her mom, so it doesn't even matter. So now the mom can be the evil witch now.
Well, yeah. But and so I wish they hadn't separated the storyline in three parts, because you've got Storybrooke, and then you've got the people who are stuck in the Enchanted Forest now.
And then
you
have
the
flashbacks.
And then
you
have
the flashbacks.
It's like enough or you know
it's a little confusing.
And
No, I was listening in if you still have more to say. No, I thought the episode was good. I like seeing Emma in the fantasy world, because it's kind of like now she's the person who speaks for the audience. If they were in that world, like it's like, oh, like this is crazy. I do think that she was a little like she should be paying attention more, because that
yeah.
gun in the forest was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen, or not ever seen, but it's like I can't believe she would like just after being told about ogres and how they like hear things.
Yeah, and then she fires off a gun in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. And just like, and then she's still like kind of surprised that that's what happens.
Well, the thing is she's used to being in charge. She's used to knowing what she's doing. She's used to not having to being independent and being on her own.
Right.
And this is a situation where she needs to shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to her mom. But she
her
basically
mom slash best friends.
So. Yeah. So she basically needs to learn the ropes. And her trying to assert her independence is more dangerous for everybody than it is helpful.
It's interesting. It's almost like she's trying to make up for all these years of rebellion.
I'm a teenager. Like, I can do what I want.
You left me. It's like, we had to.
Right.
But definitely that scene at the end, though, where they show where they're like leaving the room with the wardrobe that
was the baby.
Yeah, all the baby stuff and like Snow standing there and just like crying about it. I just thought that was hard.
That what was great about it too is that was the first time that Emma really realized her parents really wanted her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When
yes.
she saw that room and saw the crib and saw all the toys,
saw everything they had ready for her.
Right, and she realized, oh, my parents really did want me. And that was actually a really moving scene. And she's like, she's never had anybody who was willing to sacrifice anything for her before in her life, as far as she knew. So that was all moving. All that was really, that was a really good mother-daughter. I think they really nailed it.
I'm kind of bummed that Lancelot's not around in the quote-unquote present day.
Well, also, they killed him. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of bummed me out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for women power, but come on.
Seriously. And it's interesting, whenever they go back to fairy tale land in the past, it's like people die.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm just tired of the flashbacks.
What do you guys think about the way that Henry treats Regina now? Like how he like tricked
her
into
a second class citizen?
Yeah.
That's kind of I understand.
You think that's okay for him or no.
That I think is some childhood rebellion because mm-hmm. he's mad. I think overall it'll be interesting to see if he can kind of negotiate his biological family with his adoptive mother.
Right. I also thought it was weird that Charming actually said to him, like, oh, your mother was waiting for you at lunch. Like, he actually said, like, your mother.
Right.
But it's like, I thought, like, I mean, it's weird to see, like, Charming actually giving her a chance, too, now.
Well, she's actually, that's the only time she shows any humanity.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, okay, let's wrap that one up.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Next up is the season premiere of The Walking Dead.
Wow.
So fantastic. Good. Yeah, so good. I mean, as a person who's read the comic, I'm so excited about this season. But I have to say, they actually exceeded my expectations. I was like, wow, they did a really good job.
I just
gotta
say, though, like, for a show that's rated MA or TV-14, which is the TV version of PG-13, it was getting a little gross. I mean, I guess there are like 72 or 75 deaths in the episode.
And someone counted?
Somebody counted. And between
well,
the
count of the person's already dead.
But yeah, does that count? Seriously. As a, yeah.
Well, the hacking of the leg alone.
That was harsh. Yeah.
But the decapitations and the impalings.
I love the decapitations.
Come on, guys.
The only problem I had with the impalings was, and I mean, I love it, but the only problem I had with it was I didn't. From the physics point of view, sometimes I didn't look. It didn't look like
they're
like it looks like they're just doing meh.
Do you think they really
like,
worry about?
Well, I do because I'm like you really got to nail that in there if you're going to go through their skull and everything. And I was like, eh. But it's fine, you know. I mean, like, but the episode I thought was great. I loved seeing them work as a team to get inside the prison. Like they're all work. I love the opening, which is like no dialogue.
And
like, I mean,
as soon as you see all these dead corpses lining the hall, I'm thinking. One of those is not dead.
And I was also, I was also thinking, what killed them? Mm. Like, if there was all these just, like, destroyed corpses. I was like, you guys should be going, what the heck killed these guys?
Yeah. You know, it's great when they get to the zombies that are in the riot gear.
Yeah.
Because you can't kill them. That,
so awesome. That was crazy.
I was like, oh, that was like, that's crazy. Pretty good.
But it's interesting to see now that the Rictatorship is in effect.
Yes.
The Rictatorship.
Because he's not taking guff from anybody.
His relationship with his wife is heartbreaking, but understandable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her description of what she thought the baby would do to her if it was dead.
Ooh. Ooh, that was great. Yeah, that was great.
That just made me think zombie baby.
Oh, well, question for everybody. When did you guys realize it was 6 months later?
Because
of her
belly?
Her belly, yeah. And then when Andrea tells Michonne that, you know, I took care of you all winter.
Right. Because
I'm not exactly sure what that meant.
Well, the only thing,
speculation.
I was about to say, I don't see, I granted see Slash with guys, because that's just me. I usually don't see it with women, but I was getting serious vibes.
Oh, yeah. In the comics, she's not gay, but she might be in the show.
Because I was getting heavy
comic,
vibes off of that.
She's not. But my only thing was, in the finale of season 2,
mm-hmm.
I thought you see the group.
Yep.
And then the camera pans out and we see, oh, there's the prison.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it
took them six months.
Right. So that's what I was like. It took them 6 months to
find it. They kept talking about the road that they were taking. They were doubling back and they keep getting cut off. And so
6 months is a long time, though. I mean,
seriously.
Like, yeah, I was like, whoa, that's
took
quite a while.
Driving around the car, like, didn't manage to find gas. Like, this
yeah.
Time.
So I, and that was my only thing. I was like, how did they not run out? But I thought it was a really great premiere. Like, I mean, I could, when it ended, which, yeah, it's great. So, like, any, because, I mean, and yes, because I have read the comic, I know that there are regular humans in there. And to see that shot, because they look like zombies, and then the guy speaks, it's like, oh my god, or something like that.
That was great.
And you're like, oh,
that was great. And
they see them, cut the guy's leg off and everything. Yeah, and then they cut. I was like, oh, can't wait.
All right, so thumbs up, Walking Dead.
Thumbs up.
Next up, let's talk about Major Crimes. And it was the season finale of their first season. And so what'd you think, Tom?
I thought overall the season got off to a shaky start, but I warmed up to the premise. As soon as they stopped the whole, we got to make a deal thing, that just went lame. My quibble with this episode and the previous episode, I don't like the way they dealt with Rusty's biological father. I just really don't believe
they just made him a super bad guy.
They just made him a super bad guy, and that's the deal they make. You know, give him his freedom or you go to jail. But I thought the case was interesting.
I like the show now. I really, at first I wasn't sure they were going to make it into a good show, but they did. I like the show. I like the balance. Like the chemistry between all the characters. I think the cases are pretty strong. Hmm. And I generally do like Rusty and Mary Raider. McDonnell, Raider. Yeah.
Who's Rusty? I'm sorry.
Rusty's the kid that she's the
ward. Oh, he was, because I've only seen, okay, yes.
Her ward.
The prostitute guy.
What? Yes. Is it Provenza?
Yeah.
I love the chemistry between Provenza and Raider.
Yeah.
It's just
their love-hate.
Their love-hate relationship. I almost wonder what's going on there.
I don't think I want to wonder that.
No, but just in terms of, you know, because he likes to stick it to her when he can, but he does admire the way...
He's impressed by how she's doing
Is Flynn still on the show, too?
Yeah, everybody's pretty
Everybody's, much. Except for the one dude.
How do they manage to have Brenda's husband on, but
because
not
Brenda? Because
he's FBI. He's FBI.
So he just comes to there and say, how's Brenda today? Like,
they don't even talk about Brenda, really. I mean, every once in a while they'll mention her, but like there's an FBI-related case like this one.
He'll show up. And also, the first episode he showed up, he brought Raider one of her ding-dongs and gave it to her and said, like, good luck.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, the thing is, they've made it very clear she's still in town. She's
I was about to say, so she's in L.A.
Because didn't you see the finale?
I forgot.
In the finale, she stays in town, but she gets transferred to a different apartment.
Okay. And if they need her for a sweeps episode, well, there is no sweeps in summer, but if they needed her,
she could
come back.
In theory, come back, even though she has said she's not going to.
The character's not dead.
But
it was pretty. I thought it was a pretty good finale.
Yeah,
I mean, it was pretty
standard.
It's
worth me watching.
I think you'll like. I think the first couple are a little shaky, and then it's fine. All right. So next up, let's talk about Revolution.
Oh, let me just say, Peter, you don't like you. You're harping on real science in Walking Dead, and yet you love Revolution. I don't get the.
Actually, it's kind of funny. It's funny because I will say that when I watch Revolution,
you just check,
and then I watch Walking Dead. I'm like, well, I'm like, Walking Dead is way grittier than. Yes, you're totally right. Like on Revolution, like I that was one of my criticisms of the pilot. I'm like, their clothes all look like they just came off the rack, and it's supposedly 14 years later. I'm like,
yeah.
Their clothes fit them perfectly.
Yeah,
their makeup's
they have really
you're totally
nice
right.
leather.
Yeah, you're totally right. But I checked my brain at the door in this particular episode. Was about Giancarlo Esposito's background.
So
that was pretty
fantastic.
Good. I mean, like, we got to see who he was before the blackout.
So I
might
watch this one on Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I thought it was pretty really good. I thought it was a pretty good episode. Like, you know, so. But I mean, who else wants to say?
I'm trying to exactly remember. It was a train thing, right?
The train.
Yeah, big train robbery.
Which is interesting because how do you make a bomb without the regular explosives and electricities?
The first thing when I saw that train, though, I kept thinking, is that the train from Back to the Future 3? Like, you do like the same thing where it's like you're jumping on the logs and you have to like get over there. But it was great. I mean, it was just unfortunate they couldn't get the brother back, but I guess there was no way the brother was ever going to get saved before he got to the town.
Right, but the only problem I had with their rescue of the brother, and I put that in parentheses, is that the actual fighter guy's like, okay, I'm going to go stop the explosion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and then
right.
So he sends the little girl, who we can already know can't fight her way out of a bag, and he sends her to rescue.
Yeah,
her
like
brother.
What was her plan?
She didn't
gets
have
in the
one.
Room. There's Esposito. Wait, what is the character's name? Does anybody know what his name is? I keep calling him that, and I want to call him Chicken Man.
I still think of him as Gus.
Yeah, he's not really Gus, but like, yeah, what was her plan? Even if she got in the door,
she
like unless he's asleep or something, how is she gonna get her brother away?
There was no way she could beat him in hand to hand.
Oh, my only other criticism was it's a good flashback. And it's revealed that the one character is his son.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The guy that's
I pretty much knew it maybe halfway through the episode.
It,
why did he wait till
obvious?
The, yeah, so like at the very end, hello, son. I'm like, yes, we knew that. Why aren't
well,
you?
Well, I mean,
you know,
I felt
saying,
like they weren't trying
what, the Latino
to.
The kid?
Yeah, that's actually
yeah,
his
that's
son.
Gus's son.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Like,
amazing casting, too, because that little kid looks exactly like
Jason. I think the character's name is Jason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
His real name is Jason.
But. I mean, yeah, it was just a weird thing.
I think that they weren't trying to be secretive. It was just like, you're supposed, I think the regular viewer is supposed to figure it out at a certain point. And they only do that hello, son, for the five people who didn't figure it out.
So Gus's name is Tom in the show.
Tom? Really?
Captain Tom Neville.
Neville, thank you. I've heard them called Neville. I don't think anybody's ever called him Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I said. All
right. He wasn't Major Tom.
I still think, and I'm going to ask you.
I guess we're demoted. I don't know about that.
Promoted.
I want to ask you, because I haven't heard your opinion on Revolution as we've been watching. What do you think of the actor who plays Monroe?
Which one's Monroe?
He's the main bad guy.
The main bad guy.
Yeah, see? Weak link. I don't think he works.
You didn't even finish his sentence.
I think I'm just trying to think of what he does. And right now, yeah, I was done his walk around that room being like really...
It looks like he's a kid in dress-up in his fascist gear.
I
mean,
it's probably
like,
one of those slow burn things. Like, they're just showing that he's like sort of intimidated.
I feel like the guy...
Wait. Let him finish his sentence.
Like, he has a presence that like... Obviously, the mom is like afraid of, and like everyone seems to fear him too. He's just right now. He's just acting really calm, just to get the trust of the mom. But I'm sure that when stuff hits the fan, he's probably going to show his like true horrific.
Yes, to me, it's more that I'm not buying the fear. I'm not getting it from the actor. I'm not saying on paper. Mm-hmm. And as you know from the second episode. I think we got the guy, what's the guy's name, who's from Supernatural and Lost?
You played Jacob and Lucifer.
Right.
Right, so he basically, we know, he's a friend of theirs. He's a person that, Mark Pellegrino, he should have been Monroe.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Like, that guy, I can believe, was Monroe. This guy, I'm like, do you agree with me?
I did agree with you. I was just saying...
Give the new guy sometime.
I'm sorry. I'm a new guy. I don't know how this works.
No, you're right. You're right.
No, but it was just that you very specifically asked...
You're right, I did. And I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. You're like, no. I'm sorry.
I'll give it to you.
Right. You're totally right. So...
Yeah. But you're right in the sense that I didn't really give him enough thought to really think, like, how evil is this guy exactly? Which is kind of weak, and it's in and of itself.
Yes.
All right, so wrapping Revolution up, this week's episode was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I think
we
all agree on that.
Neville, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
It was a really good episode. So next up, let's talk about Castle. And this week's episode was called Murder, He Wrote.
And it was definitely kind of a takeoff on, you know, the long-running Angela Lansbury series. But it was great because Casket is going off for this romantic rendezvous. And it's funny because Castle's going away, but the guys know that Kate's going away. So they're trying to figure out who her new boyfriend is.
Right.
And of course, Castle and Beckett are playing it close to the vest.
I thought on the show they already get. I haven't seen the show, but I thought they're together now.
They are, but nobody knows about it.
Nobody, because
he's not a cop. He can sit.
I know, but she thinks that the boss is going to separate them as a conflict of interest if she finds out they're together.
Hmm.
So, and when they first got together, they didn't want to announce it to everybody until they got used to being a couple.
Is this one of those things though, where everybody in the force they all know?
No.
Like they've got the feeling.
No.
This what's interesting. That's the thing about this episode is that the two other detectives spend the entire episode trying to figure out who her boyfriend is, and one of them does figure it out.
Yeah, Javi does.
Not Javi. It's the other one.
Oh, sorry, it's Ryan.
Ryan figures it out. And so Ryan figures it out, but what's interesting is he decides to respect her privacy and not tell his partner.
It's brilliant. They're pulling the old Friends thing with the Chandler Monica secret romance, which gradually everybody found out.
One person, because his mom, Castle's mom, figured it out like the first episode, and then he ended up having to tell his daughter the next episode, and now Ryan figured it out this episode,
it's just
each person is figuring it out in their own way, and they have a good reason. I understood their reasoning behind not talking about it, but what's interesting about this episode is they're going the whole romantic weekend, and then a guy literally dies, staggers into their backyard, and dies in their pool. And so, you know, of course, Cass is like, we have to figure it out. And she's like, we're on vacation. And what's interesting is he's the driving force of trying to get into the investigation, and she just wants to relax.
Well, what's funny is the police chief of this, you know, podunk town, she's a prostitute initially.
Wait, why?
And they do nothing to dissuade him.
Well, she's quite annoyed. Well, because Castle's a really rich guy, and she's a really pretty girl that's with him.
Oh.
And so he just assumes that she's just the arm candy.
And they deal with that because she's wondering how many other women have you brought up here.
Right. And he was like, he had a good answer. He was like, a few, but none of them were you. I was like,
good nice, save, Rick.
Good save, yes.
Good save. But it was a fun episode.
Yeah. And I thought how they dealt with the mystery and everything was all, it was all fine. It was a good, just seeing that chemistry and seeing them together.
Yes.
Is pretty much what the episode was about. All right, let's move on. Next up, let's talk about Modern Family.
I thought it was a pretty funny episode. I love just the, when they're talking about in the very beginning, Luke doesn't want to do magic. And he's just like, oh, you know, Dad, what will Dad say? Oh, he's going to be fine. Blah, blah, blah. They're like, well, that's not happening. Like, you know, like the dad just, he's absolutely, you know, he's going to stay in magic and everything. I thought that was, one of the plot lines. The other was, is it that he can't sleep because Gloria
is snoring.
Right.
So he ends up at a hotel. Oh, and then Mitch and Cam, he's got his first day as a teacher, and he's terrible. So I thought it was pretty funny.
I have to say one of the funniest moments was when the dad's trying to talk the son, the dad makes him do the magic trick, the one where he's, like, in straitjacket and hanging upside down, and he's like, it's like, yeah, when you do this trick, it's like you can quit or do whatever you want. And then he turns around, and all of a sudden, he's free.
Right, and he says something like, what? Yeah, he says something almost saying? Like, it's almost like
Great Caesar's ghost.
But it's like, Great Caesar's Alakazam? Oh my god!
And then
he's got the gift!
And then the first thing his son says is just like, I quit! And he walks away in credit, or commercial.
Yeah, so I thought that was really funny.
But the best thing was when he's like, he's got the gift of magic and they're down in the kitchen and he's like, I'm getting out of here, and he throws down the ball.
Yeah!
That was great.
I don't know.
This episode didn't do it for me, and I think part of the problem is I really like the Dunphy plot. But I didn't care for the snoring plot. That just seemed like
that was okay.
When they do standard sitcom stuff, that's kind of like, you're better than that.
And I can see what you're saying.
And the Cam and Mitchell thing, eh.
I was anxious to see Cam teach.
He was too over the top.
I really wanted to see that. I want to get the slow clap. The goth.
You got the sarcastic.
The frowny goth kid is like, that was funny.
The sarcastic slow clap.
Yes, yeah.
I also thought that was a great punchline when at the end it turned out that they both had like bad days. But, like, Cam was willing to, like,
admit
concede
it.
That, like, the other guys did it was worse because of...
Right, you see Claire in the background, yeah. Right? Because she's, like, she's made the food and everything. That was good. That was funny. You didn't like that?
For about half the episode worked. I mean, I like the Dunphy plot. Mm-hmm. I liked about half the Mitchell-Cam thing. When they take Cam so over the top into cartoon land...
It's kind of like
Michael on The Office. When they took Michael Scott into cartoon land...
Every sitcom has that. Every sitcom has that problem of... I mean, to me, it's Bazinga. It's Sheldon. Whereas if you take him too far... I agree with
you. Or Howard.
Yes, I would agree with you, but I was okay with it in this. But I would agree in general. Yeah.
I was like, eh... And the thing with Jay and Gloria, it's like, come on, if you're gonna do the we've seen pregnancy storylines for decades.
Is she pregnant in real life?
No.
That looks
please.
Like
please.
She didn't change.
The season premiere was she was like not pregnant, and then like in the middle of the episode, she got really pregnant. All of a sudden,
yeah, you're
that's
right.
True. Yeah.
And also, only thing that's getting bigger is her stomach. Nothing else is bigger.
Yeah, right. But I think that's also you're right because she's not really. But also, that's part of the humor, right, with Claire.
Claire
keeps saying, she gained 20, 30 pounds. I'm bringing it up now. I still liked it.
I thought it was good, too.
Yeah, great.
So we only have a sideways for Tom. All right, so rest of us are thumbs up. Next up, let's talk about Supernatural.
Worst flashback ever.
Yeah, that last episode of Supernatural was awesome. Because I really want more of Kevin Tran. And honestly, to me, Kevin Tran should replace Sam.
Wow.
I'm saying it. Like,
Kevin Tran.
Kevin Tran should have his own spinoff. He should join the Ghost Chasers.
He's only been a chosen prophet for how long? Like, a year, right? He's like, man, it's only been a year. And, like, Sam's whole life, and he doesn't whine anywhere near as much as Sam does. So,
that's true.
And then Kevin Tran's mom's awesome. And so this, I'm like, oh, we're not in the episode at all. Lame, you know, so.
And also, his girlfriend got killed, and he took it back.
And he still manned up. You know, like, so. But this episode, it's, we got a new monster.
Yeah, yeah, that's Lion something. Sports champion.
Yeah, I was like, immortal Lion Sports champion. Right?
When you say it like that,
I was like, that was okay. Like, yeah, I thought it was all right.
Well, and the thing is, when you actually have the flashback that shows Sam motivation to wanting a normal life, you're like, really?
It's the most boring flashback ever.
And they didn't even saturate it.
Yeah, they did the warm glow, like a soap opera dream.
Yeah, it looked
like
it was a dream.
I was like, oh, come on.
It was
like,
so bad.
Maybe Sam only thought he had a normal life. A hallucination like that one season of Dallas.
Really, Sam was in purgatory. Dean was actually.
Right, because of all the things, I'd rather see Kevin and his mom. I'd rather see Dean in purgatory.
Right.
There's just so many other things. Right, I'm just like, this.
Dean's new vampire best friend.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, this is what we're dealing with. You know, so
they gotta watch the standalones because man,
you know, C plus. I'm going from B minus to C plus. The more we talk about it, it wasn't that great.
If,
so it was,
if these standalones are of this level where they're not quite working, it's like, come on.
But those other episodes, but that second episode was really good.
Yeah, episode two was great.
It was great, was, you know. More. So,
but it is just so ridiculous that Dean just can't get into his head that what Sam wants is what he had when Sam disappeared for that.
Yeah, right. But the thing is, he actually understood that he couldn't have that life. He came to that conclusion
by himself,
and he moved on, and he realized that wasn't the life.
But it is. But I think
him.
His point, though, it is kind of weird that they're not even addressing that. To be like, dude, I know what you're talking about. I went like they don't even have that. At least that conversation
yeah,
would
is
be something.
Like,
you know,
he's
like,
not allowed to like talk about this past storyline.
Well, the other thing. Well, remember he did say we'll never talk about it again. He does totally say that.
That's true. Oh, boy.
But
oh, and so far we haven't seen Thor's hammer.
I want that hammer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could have taken out that stripper in no time.
True.
So we're saying blah episode.
Yeah, Supernatural.
Oh, he's giving it full thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Full thumbs down. All right. Next up, let's talk about American Horror Story. And that
am I the only person who watches American Horror
Story? No, I love it.
Oh, you watch
it?
Okay,
yeah,
good,
I love
good,
American
good.
Horror Story.
Go for it.
So did you like, because Tom is a avid hater of Ryan Murphy.
Yes.
He hates everything by Ryan Murphy hates.
Wow.
I'd say Olivia is, you liked Nip Tuck and Mixed on Glee. I'd say that's about
yeah.
right. But you don't like horror.
I don't like horror.
So right.
That was pretty hardcore horror that happened.
Well, that was because now, did you hear that the mantra of this season?
What's that?
Is no ghosts.
Right.
The whole
yes.
first season is ghosts.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, what are they going to do? Whoa. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's basically alien abduction.
Alien abductions.
And crazy mad scientists.
Yeah.
No, like the total, like, crazy probing.
Yeah, it's
violence.
Weird. It's
like,
you know. It's
like
you know the season's going to be in this asylum, but, like, in the first 5 minutes, they have a guy get abducted by aliens.
Yes.
And at first you're not sure if that
really
happened.
And before the Maroon 5 guy gets his arm ripped off.
Right.
Which was nice. I did
that.
Like that. You know, like,
it was funny because they showed they had that first 5 minute sequence online, and so I watched it. But
oh,
they showed it before. But they didn't
show the present tense stuff.
Yeah, just the first 5 minutes
okay.
of the episode. They premiered it online, and I watched it, but they didn't show the guy's arm getting like full on ripped off. And
yes.
That was pretty like graphic.
But it was, I thought, and I gotta say, and I know it's obvious, and I bet even Tom would agree. Jessica Lange is awesome.
Yeah,
Jessica
it's like
Lange
no matter what she does,
she is so freaking good. I feel like this new character of hers is even more compelling. I was just like, she's got so many great one-liners and
yes.
stuff. Like, it's, you know what's really weird? Just out of slight rhyme, and I mm-hmm. like Ryan Murphy more than Tom, but
right.
it's weird to me how I can be very mixed on the Ellen Barkin character on New Normal,
mm-hmm.
but it's weird because Jessica Lange's character in both season one and season two, in a weird way, she is the person who could be, you know, more racist, more homophobic, more, like, repressive of the society.
Mm.
But she pulls it off. Like,
oh,
Jessica
yeah.
Lange, like, it's weird. You almost want to root for her, even though she's so twisted and everything.
I mean,
but,
now
yeah,
there's just a
like,
huge debate about whether or not, who's more evil, her or the mad scientist? Because the mad scientist...
Yeah,
actually,
and
like,
he's there,
people.
Too. It's James Cromwell. So, I mean, he's a good actor. Like, and the setting's great. The whole asylum looks really
creepy.
Yeah,
that's an amazing
setting. So, I can't wait.
That
so,
on. But
you guys giving it a thumbs up?
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
So you will be watching. I will not, because I scare easily. I'm just being honest.
And you're also not going to watch Walking Dead at night anymore, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If I had watched that, if I had watched American Horror Story live, and when it ended on that scene, I would not be able to go to sleep. The last shot of Bloody Face.
Yeah.
God, that was creepy.
I was making pizza when I was walking at night, and I was like, looked out the kitchen, I was like, did I just, like, yeah. And I like that they managed to keep the same music for the opening, but the imagery is different now.
Yes. I mean, I do
that
like...
That music's creepy.
I like the imagery from last season better, but this one's still pretty cool.
I love the smiling statue at the end.
Oh, that was really cool. Like a Weeping Angels.
But yes, good. Thumbs up.
All right. Next up, let's talk about Arrow. And this is the second episode?
Episode 2.
Episode 2.
Not as good.
No.
Not as good.
Has anybody thought? I just get asked this to the room that, like, do you think that? And I don't know when they pitched Arrow, and I know that obviously the Green Arrow has been around for decades. Right. But like, did they? I don't know why. It just occurred to me when I saw the billboard. Did they pitch it as like it's like Hunger Games? It's a hot person, except it's a guy,
no.
And he's super
rich.
No, it's Batman. It's like Batman.
Because of the bow and arrow.
No, I know, but Bow and Arrow
is like the weapon of choice for this year.
Except that.
But you're right. Batman is super
Arrow
rich.
Is completely a ripoff of Batman deliberately.
Well, no, but
it's conceived.
You're saying the actual comic from decades ago.
Yes. Even in the comic book, Oliver Queen mentions it. Like, yeah, I was like a big fan of Batman. That's why I had my own like Arrow plane and Arrow car and Arrow.
My kid's sidekick.
Yeah.
Wait, is it? Arrow also DC?
Yes, they both exist. That's the point. It is a ripoff of Batman.
It's the same company.
From the same company.
Wow, all right.
From the same company that brought you Batman, it brings you Arrow.
You know, back in the 40s, it was probably pitched as Batman with a bow. Ooh.
Wait, does Arrow get a sidekick?
Yes, he does.
Speedy.
Is he in the second episode?
No,
he hasn't shown up yet.
So what happens in the second episode?
Asian assassin. I'm not
sure. But she has a name.
China White.
China White.
Is she good or bad?
She's bad.
Kelly
it's
Hu.
The assassin.
Kelly Hu.
Oh, I like Kelly Hu.
No, I don't think they actually say the name China White.
No, except that she has a big white wig.
Oh, I did see that in the trailer.
Yeah.
Right.
So, which is interesting.
So Arrow is killing people regardless if they know his identity.
Yes, now
he's
just killing.
One guy got hit by an arrow and he fell off like a 3-story.
Wait, yeah, I thought Arrow is like revenge where he basically has a list.
It is revenge.
These are the people that I'm going to take out. So this new person, is she on the list?
No, the guy that he's hunting this episode has like ties with the Chinese triad.
Oh, so it's like
so
a
she's
bodyguard.
Sent by
the,
or like,
yeah. But the thing is, I think Mama is the big bad.
Yes. You know. They've basically
China's mom. Wait,
no,
the queen, Oliver Queen's mom.
Yeah, she's actually appearing to be the big bad.
Well, she looked evil at the end of the first
episode.
Yeah, Susanna Thompson does evil. She was the Borg Queen on Voyager.
They basically are really establishing her.
So
as
she's
the big
you
bad.
Think she's
she
the big
is the
bad.
Puppet
yes.
mistress?
See, I really hope the husband isn't, because that's the guy from Resident Evil. I like that guy.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know how complicit he is.
We don't know. Like,
I think he's completely innocent.
I think
he doesn't know.
But like, he looks too suspicious not to. Because
how would he
not
know though if his wife?
Because you don't. Well, the first thing, we don't know exactly what her plan is. We just know it's an evil plan.
Yes.
We don't know what it is. And she met the back of John Barrowman's head, though it wasn't really John Barrowman.
I am thinking the same exact
thing. Because it's like they show darkness. They show the back of his head. He never speaks.
Why do you think it's John Barrowman? Why do you think
because he's going to show up?
Yeah, we know he's coming up in 2 episodes.
So it's like the Walking Dead Michonne.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Where it's like, oh, who's the silhouette of a person?
Right.
Like, okay.
And she meets him in a limousine and she's answering to him. So you
is
really...
he a super powerful rich guy then?
Yeah.
It sounds like he
is everybody in the show that's evil is super powerful rich?
Pretty much. That's
a frequent target for this character and in general for comic book movies.
Yeah, they hate the rich people.
Yeah,
rich people must
unless,
all die!
Unless you're Tony Stark, Bruce Wayne,
right,
doing it on your own. Right, so.
But this week's episode, I thought the reason why it was weaker was, one, it wasn't part of the origin story. We really didn't get a lot of flashbacks.
Oh,
That ending was kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
We don't get stuff on the island?
Yeah, we did. Actually, that was how it ended. That's the stuff I liked in the pilot, the island. What we find out is he buries his father's body on the island, and right after he buries his father, someone shoots him with an arrow, and you look, and it looks like the Green Arrow. It looks like the guy's dressed up the way he's been dressed up.
Oh, so that's the look that he...
That's the look he took.
Actually, that sounds kind of cool. Yeah. The two guys were saying the episode itself.
Well, I mean, because that happened in the last 5 minutes.
It was kind of a standard episode. I mean, your standard, you know, episode two must restate the pilot. So
right.
Who the character is, what's up to. I wish they had given us more of the arc story.
Right, but I have to say the emotional change that he had when he was talking to the old girlfriend, like how he opened up and said the stuff that conversation was felt very honest. And you actually really felt for the first time they did have a connection.
It'll be interesting to see how they play it because we know she's going to become Black Canary someday on the show.
I'm almost thinking that's why they mentioned that the Queen Industries is going to start doing like bioengineering so like she can get her superpower eventually. Mm.
I don't know if they'd go with a superpower.
You don't think they're going to give her a sonoscreen?
I mean, in the comics, one of the comic books this is inspired by, they deliberately took away her sonic scream.
Yeah.
But anyways, thumb sideways.
So it sounds like CW had an okay night then.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was okay. It was...
Yeah. All right, next up, let's talk about Big Bang Theory.
Good.
Yes.
Finally.
Nice return to form. Doing what I always think sitcoms are great at, which is once you've established character types, you put them against each other. Like, and so, of course, in this, it's Pictionary. Which is like, Sheldon, of course, overthinks everything. So the girl's completely dead. My highlight of the episode was when Penny wrestles him in 2 seconds, and then started kissing him. She's like, mwah, mwah. And then that was awesome. Like, that was it. He's like, stop it, stop it. Like, that was hilarious.
I thought it was better when Sheldon's trying to draw like the sausages and and Leonard's trying to guess and it's of course not. And then he's just starting like a universe. And meanwhile, Penny's just sitting there. It's like, are you going to draw anything?
She's just waiting. I'm not yet. So like, yeah.
And then eventually he's like gives up and then she just draws a hand. Nail polish.
Because he thought it was Polish.
Right. Yes.
But reading is fundamental.
With a small P.
Yeah.
But. I felt just really bad for Howard, though. I mean, that was just
I did feel a little bad for him, but yeah, he gets the food free.
Except the free cheesecake.
The free cheesecake at the diner.
But
so.
I think the best scene was when he goes to visit
his mom.
No, Raj.
Raj
and Stuart's there.
Yeah, like that relationship was like, oh, he's living here now, and I bought him some nice boots, and it's like we're going to dinner later, and it was just like. What is going on here? Yeah. And I like Wallace when he leaves. He's like, at least my mom hit her boyfriend.
Yeah!
So, yeah.
And it's weird that they showed the mom's boyfriend, but we still never see the
mom.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making a house call. You're a dentist.
Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah, thumbs up. I thought
it was
fun.
Yeah, good episode.
Yes.
All right, next up, let's talk about Vampire Diaries.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So much better than the premiere, even though I like the premiere. So, really great. Yeah, I thought, yeah. Tom, what'd you think?
Details.
Loved it.
You can't just say, I love it.
I mean, great. The whole situation of the being in a church is really... I love when Damon comes in, he does the holy water. He smiles like, I don't know why that makes me smile every time. Like, that was great. So, like...
Well, the big crux of the episode is Damon right or is Stefan right?
Damon's
about,
right.
Damon's
I
right.
Know,
Damon's
always I know. Right. Stefan's
always well intentioned. But go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is she's now a new vampire and she needs to learn how to control herself. And Damon's point has always been the weakness of Stefan's whole routine is that he doesn't do moderation. He does everything.
And that's what becomes a ripper
in excess.
Yeah, right. That's why he does stuff in excess. And he's like, you're going to make her turn into a ripper if you don't teach her, you know, moderation.
Is Damon supposed to be older than Stefan?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's the older brother.
The older brother, okay.
But they got turned into vampires simultaneously.
Right.
But yeah, he is the older brother.
I like how, basically, Damon is really trying to worm his way.
Oh, he's not even pretending anymore.
When he lets her drink from him,
right.
And Stefan finds out.
Oh, and then he's like, oh, did I let that slip?
And then he decks him. It's like, you know what that's for.
He's like, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, that's totally fair.
No, that was good. And then I also like when Elena's in the bathroom covering up all the blood she's thrown up.
Oh.
And there's the new hunter. And, like, Damon says something about... He does some really bad joke about the dead. He's like, oh, too soon. Or something. Too soon. Yeah, too soon. Like, my only criticism...
Oh, and he wouldn't shake the dude's hand. He's like, germaphobe.
Right. My only criticism of the episode was, I'm just a little tired of I just feel like we've seen that type of hunter.
You
it's
know,
always the, it's always a kick-ass guy who looks like he's in the army or like.
More because when Jeremy,
I did like that. Yes, that was
nice
cool.
Ink.
I like that too.
And
I, yeah, I did like
says,
that.
What ink?
I figured out what your problem is. You are connecting this guy with the hunters on Supernatural, and you hate the hunters on Supernatural who are always bald black guys.
What is that about?
Yeah, but on Supernatural, they're always bald
and
black guys.
It's like,
and you're connecting them, and they're not the same show. So calm
and,
down.
And you know what I was saying?
Hunters
and
then the witches on Vampire Diaries.
I was
going
to say also, wasn't. Was D.B. Woodside also the same in Buffy?
He was the principal,
yes.
He was a principal
was,
hunter.
Right, yeah. But, before, but he was a hunter, right?
Because
his
was
mom
son
was
of a slayer.
Son of
yeah.
a slayer.
And he's also a bald black... You're right.
With
yeah,
the goatee.
Like, what is the deal, man? Like, why are they always like...
That's
yeah.
the, that's,
like,
you know,
why is
the
that
thing,
the go-to
well,
look?
But for, I have to say, what I find interesting about this particular hunter as opposed to all the other vampire hunters we've seen... Who have been somewhat incompetent and usually get
no,
killed.
No, this guy is smart. This
and that's
guy
what
is
I
smart.
Like about
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
him.
I like
I mean,
the fact
smart.
That he went up against Damon and didn't get killed. Like, how that
seriously. Except that Damon is so powerful.
I know.
It made me question how.
But we saw how, and it was impressive.
We saw how.
We
he
saw
was
it.
Ready for Damon.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have just ripped his head off.
No, but that was the thing about it. When Damon went to go do it, the guy was prepared. And that's what I like about him, and that's what makes him different from all the other hunters. And he might have all, as far as we know, he might have a superpower. We just don't know what it
and
is.
To attack, and to attack Tyler in his own home.
That was
in
fantastic.
No, that was
in
front
I did
of
like
his
that.
Mom.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was good.
That
was
good.
But it was
that awesome.
Was yeah, that was good.
And then after Damon almost kills him, or he runs away and gets away, he shows back up at the grill, and I was like,
yes, he does.
Who is this guy? Yeah. That's great. Why are you not in another county?
I do want to know about the, I do want to know the tattoo thing. I agree. And it was a great episode. I was also wondering when I was watching the episode whether or not Elena was going to kill the new hunter or her friend.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
almost looked like April, I think that
was
her name. Was
done.
I was like, oh, this isn't going to be good, you know, so.
Yeah.
But and then the end was great, because I'm a big fan of Damon's friendship with Alara. So that was great seeing
them.
Oh, with
that was great.
Yeah, like it was there. Like
that,
I really like
that.
They did the big putting up the balloons or whatever.
The memorial.
Memorial.
That's the name of the episode.
The memorial.
Yeah.
And Peter was like, "Oh, you're gonna totally tear up when you see it." And I saw the memorial and I was like, "Psh, I'm
no, that's not what I meant."
I know, but I didn't know that when I was watching it. I didn't know what you meant.
He's wrong.
And I was like. They're doing the memorial. They're all saying goodbye to all the people that they lost. I was like, oh, okay, that's sad. I was like, I'm fine. And then freaking Alaric showed up. I was like, oh my God.
Like, that was the one with him drinking?
That was awesome.
At the seventh at the grave? And
yeah.
I missed you too, buddy, or whatever. I was like, yes. See, it did get you.
It did.
I know. I was like, that's
that was
like,
a
yeah.
really nice moment.
That was a great moment.
It was good.
Like,
I was,
so.
And it made me really miss Alaric.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sniffing now.
He's on a CW
Jeremy.
Mid-season show.
I
so.
Know, but it's
anybody
awful.
Anybody else not like Jeremy but me?
He's
okay.
He's
I like
lame.
Jeremy.
I like Jeremy
useless.
With Bonnie.
You always
Bonnie
talk,
could do better.
Every week,
Bonnie could absolutely
every
do better.
Every week
than
you
Jeremy.
Talk about your hate for Jeremy. Let it go. Let it go.
He's Steve McQueen's grandson. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he's no Steve McQueen.
That's
saying.
True.
Exactly.
That's why he's Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, let's talk about Last Resort. And
so is this island now going to be turned into like some like the mysterious island from Lost, where it's like there's something special about it? That
wait, is it?
No.
I'll watch it. That's what it's going to be.
No.
Wait, is there magic in
those? No, those are magic.
I know, but it's just funny that like she's doing soil samples and like she
oh,
finds.
Oh, that's what you're
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, like at the very end,
the
like she's telling him like, oh, like this should be your home now, and you should protect it now because
wait, why?
True.
What's big with the soil?
We don't know.
We don't know exactly, but she's doing soil samples.
Who's she? I'm sorry.
The French NATO.
The one who works, yeah, the one who works at NATO.
But
yeah.
there's something of value in the soil that the warlord is looking for, and she totally lies to him, and he pretty much knows it.
Yeah,
I'm getting kind of tired of him.
I am too. He seems
to be very one note, and it's like just take him out. They got
that's
a bunch of seals.
I was about to say they have Navy
they got
seals.
A sub,
they got
nukes. Just take
and
the
I'm
dude
sure they have
out.
A sniper.
Yes.
I'm sure they have a sniper.
I mean, the only reason he's still around must be that there's just more people on the island than they show on the show, right?
Oh, of
and
course
like, he must have an army that could take out the Navy SEALs.
Yeah, but
how
but
well
my thing, well, that's the whole, the reason why he cooperated with the guy is because he says, I don't want to fight a war on two fronts. I don't
yes.
want to have to worry about the military on one side and worry about the people living on the island setting off bombs.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why he's not taking this guy out. But he might be more trouble than he is worth, I guess, right now. So, yeah, he's so annoying, and I really feel like they needed a better... That's a real big situation where he has so much screen time, and he's versus Andre Brower. Like, they have to have...
They could have used Giancarlo Esposito.
Thank you. That would have been a lot better.
I think he probably figured Revolution probably has a little more shelf life than last year.
They need a better bad actor, guy. Yeah. They need a better actor. That actor is not...
He's too lightweight.
Yeah.
I gotta say...
And why does he insist on being halfway shirtless all the time? That's weird.
Was he in good shape?
He is in good shape.
Well, it's a tropical island.
It's a tropical island. Yeah. I mean, like...
It's still weird.
I just think, Kyle Speedman. You're freaking rich. Get a dentist. Fix that.
What do you think of Speedman? Is he good for the show?
Speedman. Oh, I think he's great.
Yeah, he's good.
I think he's great.
He's never been a big fan.
But
I did like him in the pilot.
And you didn't see the second episode. He's been really good.
I totally buy the relationship with him and Brower.
Yeah, they really sold that.
It's interesting because they use the wife back home and...
The wife is bored.
See, I didn't like that in the pilot, the whole back home stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't use it on the third. They only used it a little bit this week. Yeah. But I really liked, I liked that in this week, Speedman's, they have this conversation, and Brower was like, you know, I think I should let the men choose. He's like, well, I don't know if that's a good idea. And they're just having a conversation. And then Brower goes ahead and does the list, and Speedman comes and like, what the heck,
and
man?
And calls him on it and saying, you can't expect me to be your number two and not tell me what's going on.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And he was like, dude, you're right. All right.
But the two things that surprised me are two of the plot threads from the previous week. One, the, you know, cute scientist girl's dad, you know.
Oh, the one who makes a Perseus?
Yeah.
Her dad
tells her, I told your boyfriend.
Yeah, that was the most anticlimactic.
I was surprised they did that so quickly.
Yeah,
and
well,
also, the two sailors who were held captive say that Brandon's the one who said, kill the other guy.
Yeah. Well, no, they tell the truth this week.
Well, they tell the truth this week. I was surprised they resolved it so quickly.
Yeah. So are you guys liking the show?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, the thing is, basically, the DOD, Department of Defense, basically put a bounty on the heads of the CO and the XO.
So any crew members
are coming after them.
Right. And so that's all pretty good.
So the kid who was held hostage takes a grenade into
the
control, the control of the submarine and is threatening to blow it up.
Yeah, it was all
and they get the Secretary of Defense on the phone, and he basically says, "Do it."
Yeah, and like, and that
how are the ratings?
Decent. They're decent. They're
not fantastic, but they're not awful.
Yeah, they're decent.
It's in a tough time slot.
Yeah, it's on Thursday. Thursdays are hard.
Did you half expect someone, or like when the wife goes running out into the neighborhood and she starts like hitting the van with the baseball bat? Did you half expect that van not to be the government?
That just
she's so paranoid about that van being outside her house.
That just felt like by the book, by the number.
Yeah. I think showing her is boring. I really don't care at all.
I wish they had a stronger actress.
Yeah, she's not. Because there's no one. She's basically by herself, and there's no one to carry that story off. Other than her.
Were they the smart scientist girl?
No, the wife of Speedman.
Speedman's wife. And they brought in Jay Hernandez as one of his like college buddies or something.
Yeah, it just doesn't quite work, right?
But yeah.
But it's everything else is good.
But everything, the rest of it was great. Next up is Person of Interest. And this week's episode is actually back to the standard Person of Interest episode. With new opening credits. They look very slick.
Yeah, because he doesn't do his... He didn't say the thing that he always... The government, something that I was like, hey, no. Normally he goes, something about the machine because I built it. He didn't say that this time.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, a little different. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, they changed the credits, but
they still show you the person of interest in the credits.
Because
I was like, oh, there's the woman. I was like, so.
And I love that Carter and Lionel are now
in the credits.
Are now in the opening
credits. Wait, Carter was
always.
She's always on the phone.
Yes.
She was always in the credits.
But Fusco is too.
Fusco is now too.
Yeah, so. I wish the dog was because I love the dog.
The dog's awesome.
Season three.
Season three, the dog will make the credits.
This was basically, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it was a standalone episode, but it was an important standalone episode because, well, the end, obviously. But it was important because it's important to see Finch get back into the swing of things. Like, so that's why it's an important episode.
And
like,
kind of PTSD and not wanting to go out.
Yes, I thought that was all really good.
Yeah, he had a panic attack.
Yeah.
Like, and the panic attack really surprised, because at first I was watching, I was like, what's happening, right? What's going on? And I was like, is he having a panic attack? Like, I liked how they didn't just go, oh, he's having a panic. Like, you actually saw the
stages of the panic
build up, and realized what was happening. And then when he went back home, he was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to come and help you. And Reese was totally cool with, like, Reese realized
right,
what happened.
Right, got Fusco on it and everything.
And he was like, I got it covered. Don't worry about it.
But I got to say, even, but the case itself, I thought was pretty entertaining. I liked the...
Yeah.
And it's usually I don't like the... It's always some... It's either... She's Russian,
teenager,
right?
Yeah.
But it's some diplomat or something, whatever. It's like she's super spoiled. And but actually, I thought it was pretty good. Like, I thought her and Reese had good chemistry and... Like, I, yeah, even though I totally knew it was the boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, and it's the boyfriend.
That's my, the one weakness of the episode is as soon as the boyfriend shows up,
he's the boyfriend. Bad guy. Like, yeah.
It's, what
was great about it is they introduced a lot of humor in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't necessarily have a lot of humor. But this week's episode, it was like, so you're not going to discipline her? It's like, no, I'm just guarding her. It's not like she's dancing on the tables. And like over his shoulder, she's dancing on the tables. And so he looks back and he's like, I'm going to have to call you back. And so that was so great. Like, and then she's like, I don't want him as my bodyguard. He has squinty eyes. And then he squints his eyes like, what? That was all the humor. And then
you need to redo your hair because you know, loosen up your tie.
It's working too hard,
right? Yeah.
But I have to disagree with you. It's even though the A plot wasn't the arc story, the runner absolutely was because the FBI agent. I'm
using
air
Snow.
Quotes,
yes.
Snow.
I forgot about,
Mark
about that,
Snow,
yeah.
Which is actually the name of one of the guys who worked on Twin Peaks. But Mark Snow shows up at the precinct,
right?
And so he and Carter have a little tête-à-tête. Then she calls in. And alerts and people are interested. Oh, you saw him.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, what is going on here?
And then when you
and
figure
when
it
you
out,
see
that's
that
pretty
it's,
good.
I forgot
it's Stanton. Stratton? Stanton.
Is that her name?
I think it's Stanton.
I can't remember. It's
but,
Reese's former partner.
Right. Yeah, right.
And she strapped a bomb to Snow to
make
him
her
slave.
That was pretty
to make him cooperate.
Wait, is that why he was walking with a limp?
Well, she shot him.
Because I was like, okay, they're not related, so she shot him.
She
point.
Shot
okay,
him,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, in the last couple episodes,
the
last time we saw them, she killed the black guy, and then
she shot him.
And so this time you see him, he's got the limp, and he's being very stoic and not talking, and because he's got a freaking bomb strapped to his chest, and he doesn't want anybody to know. And because I think she's got it to where she has to put a code in within a certain period of time.
Correct.
If she has to put the code in,
it's going to blow up.
Oh,
so that's why he can't kill her.
Yes.
That's why he has to do exactly what she says, and he has to come back to the base when she sends him on missions. He has to come back to get the code put in.
Oh.
So if anything happens to her, he's screwed.
I'm just wondering, how does this runner tie in with what's going on
with Root?
Does it tie in with what's going on with Root?
Well, I mean, Root is trying to track down the machine.
Right.
Right.
And you find out that the woman who gave the order to send them to China, where they both were almost killed,
right,
was working with the machine. So, yeah, it probably has something to do with the machine. So that's what I think they're going to converge at some
point. That's the thing that I think is interesting. And again, with these guys are really smart. I mean, we talked to them back in spring, but it's just kind of a joy to see how they weave this web and how we know that this is going to pay off.
Oh,
that nothing is happening. Yeah. No accidents, you know, no mistakes. Everything is going somewhere.
Yeah.
And just kind
all
of
the plot lines are
seeing
working.
How it unfolds. And even with the thing with the dog, the fact that the dog wants to go out and play, and Reese was trying to get, I can't think of his name.
Finch
to take the dog out, and he just throw the ball in the house, and the dog's like all mopey. And then finally he says, it's time that we have that beer, and then all three go out.
Does it have to be a beer?
I don't see Finch as a beer kind of guy.
Yeah, right.
That's why that was the funniest line ever.
He looks like a white wine or Merlot kind of guy.
I like that. That was like the best line because he's like, you know, it's time for us to get that beer, basically meaning we're going to have to talk about what happened when you were tortured and captured. And he's like, fine, I guess I do. He realized he did need to talk about it. But he's like, does it have to be beer? It's so great.
And there was a nice moment in the main plot with guarding the teenager or the young woman when he basically, she's lost. And he said, I used to be lost and then someone found me.
And
it's great because she says, he must be a good friend. He is. And Finch is listening.
He knows Finch is listening.
So I love the fact that, you know, these relate, all these bromances on these shows.
Well, the thing is, if Reese had tried to tell Finch that same thing face to face, Finch wouldn't have let him say it.
Nope.
He would not have let him complete that sentence. But because he's talking to somebody else, that's the only way he can say how much Finch means to him
right.
without Finch cutting him off. And you could tell that Finch was like, oh, like he really felt that. So it was, yes, I love them. They are my bromance.
And I love that Carter and Fusco are now that they know that they're really on the same
which
side.
Which is what I had hoped.
It's kind of interesting right. seeing how they don't quite know how to maneuver around each other, but they're starting to kind of warm up.
Yeah, and they're trying to be a team too because they
realize to be real partners.
Right, exactly. And I like it. I like all of it right now. I love this show.
It's all right. So good.
All right.
Thumbs up. Yes. Next up, let's talk about Grimm.
Because we had no Fringe. Boom.
Yes, no Fringe. Sadness. But Grimm?
Sorry, not on my watch list either.
I thought it was interesting that we got a weird hybrid monster because of the genetics.
Oh,
it was because
we don't usually see them shift into two different things.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
It
like
was last week's show with a twist.
Yeah, because that was the only thing that I felt bad about. I was like, wait. Really? It was the kid
again.
Who's the murderer?
Well, so much different. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but well, this was actually more like a weird monster guardian.
It was
angel.
A hybrid kid.
Yeah, because it was more like the kid. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah,
thing.
He did.
The kid is not aware. The little girl, I think she's aware.
Oh,
of what,
she did.
Yeah, I think she knows what she's doing. But you're right. Technically, it's both children. Yeah. The big thing, of course, more is that Nick's girlfriend knows there's something weird with her and the police chief. What surprised me was...
I love that storyline. He's your side.
Yeah, I'm not a
that.
Huge fan of that either. But actually, what I thought was a good twist was that what Grimm's usually good at is they're good at giving you, like, here's these three little pigs, and they're afraid of a wolf. But now these pigs aren't going to take it anymore, and that's what's interesting. In this one, when you, weeks ago, or whatever, was like, oh, what's going to happen is, you know, he gives her the kiss when she's in the coma.
Mm-hmm.
I think your prediction was she wakes up, she sees him, and she has these feelings for him or something. But it looks like what they're doing is, like their Three Little Pigs thing, they're twisting it a little because he's the one who's actually really obsessed. And I was
right.
like, oh, okay.
That's true.
And I like that because I do not need her obsessed with him. That would have bored the heck out of me.
She but she is kind of because...
She's sort of kind of,
and I don't really like that, but like I like that he's the one worse off.
Yes.
I think that's more original.
Right.
I'm like, except, okay. And I like that he gets to talk to Monroe.
But it was
like,
a little scary that he broke into her house
and
was watching her
like,
take a shower.
That was weird.
And then
he
breaks the framed picture.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's
not good.
That was
yeah.
weird.
Well, I don't think it's weird. It's showing that he could become violent.
Right, but he's aware of it, though.
Yeah,
he's
trying to
figure
stop
out
it.
Right, how to stop it.
He realizes that he's dangerous right now, and he's dangerous to her, and he's dangerous to Nick, and he doesn't
want
to be.
And, of course, he doesn't want anything with the Nick thing, because Nick still doesn't even know.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the thing that happens.
I think
season.
So too. I'm
Nick's
going
to have to find out this season who Renard is. Yeah, who Renard is, and I think because that's the only way because they said they'd be able to come up with a potion to break him of the spell if they knew all the details. But he's
right.
not willing to give the details now because he doesn't want anybody to know who he is.
And then
I think it's going to get so bad that he's going to have to. Tell
right, him. And then meanwhile, the woman who put the spell is now
working
with
her
the brother.
With the brother, oh,
so
yeah.
half brother, we found out.
Yeah, but
or
that's going to be
yeah.
pretty good.
So
I think that's gonna
interesting.
Be good.
Like that could be good.
Yeah.
And next week looks great. They're going to do a Halloween episode? And
yeah,
he's like, well, I thought we don't do ghosts. He's like, well, I guess we do. I was like, yes.
So that do ghosts. Yeah. I thought we, you know, we don't believe in
ghosts. We don't believe in ghosts. And he's like, well, I think we do. So, yeah.
All right.
But no, it was, I mean, yeah, it was, I mean, certainly I did not watch Arrow, but it sounds like in the manner of those type of shows, Grimm was still better than Supernatural and Arrow.
Yeah.
In the, I mean,
yeah.
Because you're not really going to put on the level of Homeland. It's not
no,
like, the,
no.
yeah,
no.
I mean, so.
This is comfort
like,
food.
You said you wanted a moment to talk, and when I say you, I'm talking to John. You wanted a moment to talk about some other reviews we had of other episodes that you wanted to oppose or comment on.
I was listening to the one from a couple of weeks ago when you guys talked about the Fringe episode with the torturing of the guy and how like he was talking to Olivia about like his son, and then you guys said like, oh wait, he doesn't have a son because I actually disagree with that. I think he actually did have a son.
No, he tells
no,
Etta that he doesn't.
No, but if you recall, when he's about to get let out and Etta's like, he doesn't have a son, it's like, you shouldn't believe him. And then the last thing he says to Olivia is he gives her an address.
Right.
Right.
So, like, what's at the address?
That's
why
I
know.
Said that too.
We don't.
That's why at the end of the episode, I think he's just accepting that, like, it doesn't matter what I say. I might as well just go along with it at
no,
the end.
No, I think he didn't have a son. I think he was lying.
I think he did.
That could have been his own home address. I don't think that was like that. I don't
see. Really... I actually agreed with him when I watched it because I felt too. I was like, why would he make up an address? What because would the address go to?
Well, but the whole point was he was trying to make it realistic so she would let him go.
But also, he was like so downtrodden at the end when he's saying like, "Yeah, you're right. I was just trying to get Olivia to believe me." It's like if he was really lying about it, I think he'd be a little bit more like, "Yeah, it's like I couldn't get away with it, but like maybe the next guy will." Like he just seems so sad.
No, but except that he switched sides though. He very clearly said, "You know what? Olivia got to me, and she really believes we can win. Yeah. So I'm on your side now." So at that point, there was no reason to lie about anything. So I don't think he had a son.
I just wonder if that address is going to come up in a future episode at some point.
Or was it a trap?
Or was it a trap? Boom, boom.
All right, I think that wraps it up for this week. If you guys have any feedback, send it to tvcampfire@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are on Facebook. You can listen to us on getthepointradio.com, Krypton Radio, Weedonopolis, and iTunes. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye-bye.